Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm with Randy Griggs, recently retired from the Alabama Peanut Producers Association. And Randy was surprised, I think, this morning to be honored with the Valor Award. Randy, what was your reaction?
Well, the first thing was I felt a little miffed at myself because I like to know what's going on and all the details when we were involved in something like this, and this is something that I sort of missed. So it was a little bit of a surprise. I'm touched and I'm humbled, and, again, something like this is a teamwork. It's not one person or one thing that happens, but it couldn't have done it without the producers and the industry to make this conference what it is.
Well, you said you had a few clues this morning.
Well, my wife showed up for breakfast, and my son, who's down from Atlanta with the grandkids, he showed up, and that indicated that maybe something was a little bit out of the ordinary. So.
And they made sure that you looked real nice for breakfast, too, right?
Yeah, when my wife was asking me what I was going to wear, that should have been something, too. So.
Okay, so you have retired as the executive director as of?
I retired as executive director of the peanut producers in this last December, and because we were involved in a lot of southeastern projects, I agreed to stay on with the federation at least through this conference.
So how are you enjoying your semi-retirement?
Well, between the activities my wife had planned, the honey-do list, and the southeastern peanut organization, I have not had much time to do the things I had on my agenda, but we're going to keep working on it.
Well, this is the 16th annual meeting. Are you feeling a little bit more relaxed at this meeting than you have in the last 15 years?
Well, I learned several years ago that when Thursday evening gets here, everything that can be done has been done, and all you can do is write it out. You can't worry about it then. So if it's not done the day before you're ready to go, worrying's not going to help. So, yeah, I'm pretty relaxed.
Well, you and Don were instrumental in starting this, and this is the 16th one, biggest one ever, the most sponsors ever. That's got to make you feel proud.
Oh, it's a work in progress, and it does make you feel proud that this was an idea that you sit around talking about what you can do, and I meant it when I said I think that this has been instrumental in bringing the Southeast closer together. The states and the organizations, and has created a lot of unity and synergism for the Southeast, and I think it shows in our position in the industry, our involvement with the other segments in the industry, as well as our legislative efforts.
Well, and really, that is a beautiful thing to see when you see so many ag groups at each other's throats over little issues, right? And Don talked about how you guys have worked together even in some times when there were some issues that your membership might disagree on.
Well, that's the thing, is that, you always got to be communication, and regardless of the details, there's not a whole lot of difference between a grower in Georgia, one in Florida, one in Mississippi, or one in Alabama. The issues are the same, the problem is the same. I think it ends up being more a matter of approach than philosophical differences, and I think we've learned several years ago that there's enough challenges out there for the peanut industry that diversity among ourselves is not going to help make the answer.
Well, Randy, congratulations. Good to see you here, as always. At the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.